The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Adam, what's this power station story?
Yeah, they've had a desperate day-long search at Didcot Power Station. This is a disused, decommissioned power station just near Oxford that essentially was closed down 3 years ago, but they're demolishing it bit by bit. Something went wrong with part of the main building collapsing, and it looks like a demolition crew of some kind was inside. One person was killed when the building collapsed on them. Five are in hospital. Three are missing. And so the search for the missing has continued. But they're under a 10-metre-high mound of tangled, twisted debris, and searchers have been looking there, and they've been using thermal imaging, audio-sensitive drones, sniffer dogs, you name it, but to no avail. And frankly, I think time is running out for those three, unfortunately.
Dear. Now more heat in the Parliament, followed by these European Union. I mean, 150 Conservative MPs supporting a British exit, including Boris Johnson.
Yes, and there's 80-odd undecided, which could be rather crucial as far as David Cameron's concerned. I mean, in parliamentary terms, the majority of the House of Commons certainly look like they will back Britain staying in the European Union. Interesting today, three opinion polls, all completely different. We know from our general election how they were all wildly out, our opinion polls. I don't know what they're doing at the moment, but the three of them go from the majority supporting an exit to the vast majority supporting us staying in to being absolutely evenly balanced. Choose which one. But they had a spat in the Commons, and I think it's fair to say it was fueled by the pressure on them, because they started talking about what their mothers would want, and David Cameron suggesting to the Labour leader he ought to put on a proper suit, do up your tie and sing the national anthem. At least that's what my mother would say to you, said David Cameron. And I think this is essentially because David Cameron, of course, is fronting a party. He wants to stay in the European Union. It's increasingly looking like the majority of his party don't. Whilst Jeremy Corbyn is a long-time Eurosceptic who may want out when the rest of his party want in. It's a very confusing picture, shall we say.
Very, very well explained. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.